right. Thank you so much, PBS, for broadcasting this 1 hour of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers, which is taken care of by Winfrey and Terry Brown out of Sedona. Today it is January the 17th, 2018. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people here, and we wait for more people to call in. Welcome to you. If you're listening to this online, we can't hear you, we cannot see you, but thank you for being here. And we are 4 minutes early, 3 minutes early, so I'll keep the lines open and we'll not play music, wait for more people to join in. And I want to mention what has been going on for like, I think over a year now, is the Whole Planet Healing conference call every day at 7 p.m. Pacific, and you can find the information on www.wholeplanethealing.com. Well, what you also can do is grab a pen and paper, and I can tell you the phone number and access code. The phone number is 712-770-4340, and the access code 250-513-pound. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right. And thank you for being here. How's the weather on your end?
Cold.
Cold. Okay.
Yeah.
But not too bad.
Not too bad. Not as bad as it was.
All right, all right. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome to this Wednesday call.
Thank you. I sent in a question. I hope they ask it.
I hope so. Welcome. Next caller, thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Sacramento, Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you, wherever I am.
Well, you're here right now.
Yes, that's true. There's only here and there's only now.
Yeah. And I welcome those that are listening in on the internet through BBS. Thank you for being here. We welcome you. And we wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to call into the show. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry Brown, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Terry. We're going to send you a bucket of happiness and giggles.
I get it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Positive greetings.
And we had two more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Who else joined in? Please say a name and location.
This is Bonnie from Washington. Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Hi.
And more people have joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, John. Good evening to you.
Well,
hi. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Good evening, everybody.
All right.
Roger.
Anyone else that wants to announce themselves, feel free to do so.
Hello, Anna from Kent.
Hello, Anna. Good evening. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And I welcome all those that are listening in on the internet, BBS. Thank you for being here. Terry, do you know about Win his whereabouts?
Yeah, he'll be here in a minute.
All right. I think he's here. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn.
And more people have joined in. If you feel like announcing yourself, please do. But only if you want to. And we are at 6:03 Pacific Standard Time. Welcome to those who are listening in online. We are here. One more caller joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Vin, are you ready?
No.
Good.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hang on.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 17th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And I keep wanting to say Whole Planet Healing. This is our Wednesday call where people ask questions. Now, let's see here. I have to say, I'm a little negligent, okay? Because, okay, here we go. I just have to compile a couple questions here to catch up.
And now, Raiden submitted an important question.
You just did?
I don't know just, but he did.
Okay. Let's see.
All right, we have muted, so all to those who just came on board, thank you for being here.
We have a question from Jenny. Oh, no, I got her. I'm sorry. I thought she didn't turn in her location. I got it. Okay, Jenny, we got you. And Mike Diaz. Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Hi, is there anyone new on the line? Hello, hi. You hear me, right, Terry?
I do. I hear you.
I was double muted. A few who have not announced themselves, but I don't know if they are new or not.
Okay. All right. We're going to do a session tonight. I call it a session where Terry kind of goes into a semi-trance, and we ask questions to some sources on the other side. Well, let's just say that's what they say. I think everyone could be skeptical. I'm skeptical, but I can tell you how they describe themselves. They describe themselves as group souls of millions of individual souls that are at the beginning of the universe, at the high end of the universe. And they communicate through Terry. And it's kind of an approximate situation. Terry is not what's called a trance channel. When you have a trance channel, whoever's talking on the other side, and it does not have to be a group soul necessarily, it could be a deceased person, but when somebody is in a trance, their own conscious mind is out of the way. And they are not whoever the source is picking the words. So it can be very precise. And when you're not a trans channel, you are conscious. And to some extent, it can be filtered through your own consciousness. So there is margin for error, or what's called bleed through, okay? And bleed through is when the channel's conscious mind is inserting some things from her conscious mind into the channeling. So in Terry's case, I can say there's a period of time where Terry would always recommend her favorite doctor, Dr. Marshall. And it was obviously bleed-through. But it's probably good bleed-through because he has very good products. Okay? So we're going to start. We're going to do an invocation of protection. And when we do this, you may feel energy flowing into your space. When the Elohim connect with somebody, there is the feeling, at least this is how it appears to me, that they do not come in as separate from you. Your own sense of self expands, and you feel the expansion, okay? So you might feel that when I do this invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we orient ourselves to the physical plane and to the listeners, to the call. And we do not come through the telephone or through the computer. We come directly to you. At first, we tried to come through the telephone lines or the computers, but we got all mixed up in all the circuitry and quickly found out that we needed to go directly to each and every person listening. And if we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense or resonate to, with you, then disregard it. And as it does not apply to you at this time, sometimes somebody else may ask your exact same question, but the answer may be different for them or for you. We are honored to be with you and be of assistance where we can for the highest good. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. I wanted to mention that sometimes on these calls, they give an answer, which is, or they make a comment, which doesn't make sense, or, well, I'll give you an example. A few years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, Terry was channeling, and when we were channeling, she said, "Hello, Batul." And she had no idea. She had no idea what she was talking about.
And yeah, it was like, I knew it was good because of the general attitude, but I didn't know what the specifics they were saying, and they were speaking a foreign language, and I could let it go on further, but I got a little nervous.
And so?
Yeah, go ahead.
The next day, we got an email from a lady named Batul in Turkey saying they said hello to me. She was so excited. And
They called her by name.
Yeah. Last week, Valerie in Livermore asked a question. And she's been asking quite a few questions. And her question had to do with the locks of the car opening and shutting and this and that. And she wanted to know if it was her father doing all these antics, her father who had passed and had died. And Terry was talking, but she said, "Could you give me a sign?" And
they don't like to do it.
And suddenly this voice came through and said, "Hi, kids." And it was very familiar. And
You didn't hear from her?
Well, what did he say? Do I have it right? He said, "Hi, kids."
He said, "Kids. Kids." See, he said he had a lot of fun locking the doors of the car and then something with his son's car. He had a lot of fun doing it, you know.
Right. So we didn't hear from Valerie. In fact, I even sent her an email, and I said, you think that was accurate, right? And I'm always worried. I said, maybe we got it completely wrong. Maybe whoever said kids in a very familiar way didn't say it right. So finally, Valerie emailed me tonight, and she said, "I thought it was dead on because the proof is in exactly what did happen and how it happened. And the fact that you said my father was funny with a little extra proof. Note, I have to tell you, I saw a little pink orb the size of a baseball on the bathroom floor, and it moved up the wall about 6 inches. I'm guessing it was the Elohim. So my question is, was it them? It's so exciting. Thank you again."
Yes. They're having fun. this is Terry, so give me a minute. Well, it is serious. We're dead serious. It's like we love your father. He is very funny, and he is playful. And so it is a serious matter to let you know that he is still playful. He is still fun, and he is him. all he needs is a vehicle for survival in the third density, in the physical universe. But, I mean, he's the same as he always was. And he wants you to know that.
Thank you.
And he loves you.
Okay.
And your brother.
Next question is from Mark Esquera on Long Island. I have been thinking about the concept of infinity the past few weeks, and the thought that has occurred to me that human imagination seems to be infinite, in that humans can imagine anything. John Lennon wrote a beautiful song about imagination called Imagine. My question is human imagination an example of infinity? And is human imagination also an example of how humans and human souls are the one infinite creator in totality, completeness, and wholeness? Thank you. Mark, Long Island.
Thank you. The human beings have the capability. They may limit themselves or they may unlimit themselves. They may express ideas. They may think into infinity. It's not the same as inspiration. Inspiration can be manifested in an infinite way. And if one does not limit themselves, then they have an infinite number of potential for expression. So you are on the right track.
Thank you. Next question is from, let me see here. Okay. I got to get the person's name. Just a second. So let me ask another question. I didn't copy the name correctly. Mike Diaz, I believe in the L.A. area, riding to a beat. Mike has his email. What is happening with the Schumann resonances on planet Earth? They've been spiking high for the last 4 to 6 weeks. What does it mean for us on planet Earth? And is there anything we can do on planet Earth to take advantage of these frequency spikes? And I mean, I should ask, and is there anything, any negative outcome as a result of it? That's my question. And thank you.
Thank you. We should ride with it. And it will expand your consciousness as you are exposed to higher frequencies and help you to open an envelope for which you can perceive or move with your senses to a higher, the English language is so limiting, to a higher range of perception and sensation as the increasing spikes in the human resonances expand by its prodding you, expand you to be able to sense in a greater range. Are there any negatives to that? Well, some of the souls that would be coming in, reincarnating onto the planet, are not able to ride with the higher frequencies, and so they are not able to come through. So there are a greater range, people with a greater range of perceptions, and they're a greater potential for awareness. Thank you.
Thank you. Jenny in Lake Balboa, California. I was wondering if the source could please provide some insight to a recurring dream I keep having. In these dreams, someone is trying to kill me. It's always in a different manner. But a few times, the dream has occurred in a parking lot, and I never know who the person people are who are trying to do this. I am not sure what this means or why I keep having these types of dreams. And I'll add a question that you didn't ask. Since it sounds like it's an uncomfortable dream, is there a way that she can protect herself? Thank you.
Thank you. There are two possibilities here. One of them is that you're picking up on a premonition. The other is that something has happened to you in the past that you keep re-experiencing in different ways in your dream. So how can you tell whether this is premonition or something that you have experienced in the past? If you experience this in, say, areas which may be unsafe, like a parking lot at 2 in the morning, or and it is more prevalent then, we would say to observe and be sure to lock your car door. Be sure to have pay attention. Be sure to not enter into dangerous areas. Drive around them. Notice also if there is any variation of if there is location. There are locations where the where it gets stronger. What are the locations in your dream? See where the signposts in your dream point. If it is a premonition, then note if you feel safer in certain areas than other areas. If it is a recollection coming through of something that's happened in the past, notice the similarities between any parts of the dream. So we recommend observation. Where does she live? Balboa, did you say?
Lake Balboa, California.
Yes. Notice if there is any area around Lake Balboa where you feel more tense or nervous than other areas. And generally, see what you can observe. Do not just dismiss it, as it could be a sense of something that needs to be addressed. And report back. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from David Morton in England.
Yes, David.
With the problem of negativity here on Earth, are the populations going to be able to overcome such odds stacked against them? Is it going to take many more generations before things start righting themselves? Or could it happen within our lifetime? And David, the one thing you didn't say, or is it possible that this is something that may never right itself? I'm adding that. And thank you, David Morton.
As each individual is a separate case, there, of course, is a group consensus. But each individual does not need to be part of the happening of the group and can set their own course and so experience something different than the majority of the people. People in general are dealing with their own separate issues, and they're dealing politically with group issues, and then there is negativity of leadership that is attempting control beyond where it is wise, and if they're attempting control, then one needs to be aware of that and see how this control is applied, and if it means the individual needs to take precautions to set up things in their life for survival for the future. Plan ahead, prepare. But it is an individual thing. One does not need to be at the will and whim of everyone.
Thank you. But, you know, there are certain things that look like they could be global things that would affect everyone if they happen. For example,
Earth changes.
Another one is economic collapse and no food. And
so if there is danger of that, then it would be good to prepare in what ways you can. Earth changes, it would be good to be aware of potentials for earth changes, earthquakes, what is the exposure for earthquakes in the area or damage due to flooding or landslides, to pay attention to your environment and take evasive action if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Does it look like there's a possibility for those things?
Yes, there is a possibility for, say, earthquakes in various parts of the world as energies move through, fracking wells create weaknesses in the crust and near the crust and are open to release energies as earthquakes. Fault zones, exposed volcanoes, they're all potential problems that you can monitor and see exactly what your exposure is.
Thank you. Next question is from Terry LaBarber in Dallas. She's asking about the Rago, but I don't know, maybe we should ask about these two separately, but they're probably the same answer. But I'll read it as she put it. Could you please put, if you could put the Ra Group's goals for us and planet Earth into a mission statement, what would that be?
That we would hope that you would make your own mission statement based upon your purpose, your reason for coming here, for the growth you wish to make, for the hopes and dreams you wish to fulfill. We would hope that you have realization of your own goals, and we would back you when your goals are for the goals also of the highest good of mankind. Or that they are in alignment with the greatest good of mankind.
Thank you. I think that I asked this. I don't think I asked this last week. But if you recall that I do, just tell me so, okay? Do we ever come into an incarnation on Earth where we already know we reincarnate many times on Earth to learn and grow? Do we sometimes remember right away what we are here to learn in a particular life?
Thank you. Some children, when they first come in, they remember their past. As they live in the world, they gradually take on semblances of their surroundings, the folding of their surroundings. But some children remember right when they first come in. Some people continue to remember. Some people need to remember in flashes, and they don't remember where they were before, but they get little flashes and dreams. David Jaboul and visiting various places like they've been there before. And if they make note of things like this, then gradually the pieces to the puzzle fill in to the point where, and they're consistent. So they remember who they were, where they were, and what it is that they have hoped to find through living in the physical world.
Thank you. Is suicide ever a pre-planned event?
We suppose that you mean before you come in that you plan to commit suicide?
That's what I think she means. That's what I think she means. I can't understand any other meaning for it.
There is a tendency for one who may commit suicide to have had thoughts of it in a previous life or has been trying to deal with those thoughts, and they come into the lifetime. And there is more than, it's not generally like suicide, but that they might plan to live to the age of 3 and then to, you know, move out of their body, but just to experience something and see what it's like and then to move on. But the idea of coming in and then taking their own life is... usually, if it doesn't occur very often, but if it did, it would be the person's frustration that would tend to express itself, and it would be something that they needed to deal with. And we're trying to deal with and trying to figure it out and trying to get over it. It's because suicide so often is the shortcut, the short way out, and then the person often comes back and tries another lifetime and comes up with the same problems that they had previously and were trying to work it out.
Thank you.
So the answer is this would be extremely rare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Roger Newcomb in Austin, Texas, is questioning us about Nikola Tesla, who was born in 1860 in Switzerland, died in 1934 in the United States. Where did he come from? What was the source of his amazing knowledge and abilities as an inventor? And has he graduated to a higher dimension, or has he reincarnated into a new body? And I know the Ra Group went out of their way for Carla Ruckert to say that Tesla was a wanderer, definitely someone who came in from higher realms to bring advanced knowledge here. And do our sources want to add anything to that?
That is true. He did come in to bring advanced knowledge. He was quite excited and had the idealistic idea of bringing free electricity to everyone and for to increase the well-being of humans. And he had very high and lofty goals. We do not wish to go into whether he has reincarnated or not. There is someone who feels that they are the reincarnation of Tesla, and we do not wish to open his personal book.
Okay, thank you. Next question is from, I think it's from Raiden. Let me just see where it is. Okay, I think this is it here. Now, Raiden is saying something, and I don't know where his information is coming from. So that doesn't mean this information is correct. But I'll read it and let our sources take over it. Earth's axis is changing. One can see this from where sun sets moon, alignment, stars, etc. Earth's axis was 23.5 degrees, and it appears to be a south tilt, south axis rotation of 24.5 degrees. And when will this axis be stable at 24.5? Now, I'm going to tell you, Raiden, quite frankly, I don't understand the question. I'm not sure. I mean, I can understand some of it. Earth's axis is changing. One can see this from where sun sets moon. Okay, where sun sets moon, not sure what that means. Sunsets, moon, alignment, stars, etc. Earth axis was 23.5 degrees, and it appears to be tilting to a south axis rotation of 24.5 degrees. When will this axis be stable at 24.5 degrees? Okay, so I see what you're saying. Has it normally been 23.5? And it's tilting, and it looks like it's going to end up 24.5. And when will it be stable? Wouldn't it be more important to ask, I'm going to ask this, this is, to me, the more important question here. What's the significance of that to humans, the fact that the axis is tilting, if that's true?
Thank you. The axis is unstable and is tilting because of the energies moving from the west to the east in the Earth plane. That is the reason for many of the earthquakes and the volcanic increase in action. When will it be stable? It always has a propensity to move based upon influences on the planet, in the planet, and above the planet. The axis tilts. There was one place in the past when three men came to Earth to help stabilize the axis tilts, and the energies within the planet, and the pyramids were a part of the attempt to stabilize the planet in its axis tilt and in its orbit. So when will it be stable? At 24 and a fraction degrees, it may reach it and be there for a little while, but we do not expect it to keep its stability. Thank you.
Thank you. You mentioned something about the pyramids, and according to Edgar Cayce, he built the pyramids with Thoth in a former lifetime as Ra-Ta. And according to Carla Ruckert, the Ra group built the pyramids. And I wanted to ask the question, why was Thoth Hermes involved? If you want to confirm that's true, why was Thoth involved in the building of the pyramids?
He was some kind of an overseer and had a position of authority with the quote gods, end quote, and had been assigned this job.
Mm-hmm. Was he an Anunnaki?
He was related, yes.
And was he on the Enki side or the Enlil side?
We do not wish to go into that.
Okay.
It is a complex subject.
Mm-hmm. I think we've actually gone through all our questions for the night, unless I make one up, okay?
May I ask one minute?
Yeah? Go ahead.
Regarding your wisdom tooth, is there a particular reason we have wisdom tooth, and if there's no real medical need to remove them, although it's advised by the dentist, I wonder, should I do that or not?
If there is no need to remove the tooth, the wisdom tooth, keep it, as it can help stabilize the mouth, and can provide an ache. We say if there is no medical reason to remove that tooth, to keep it.
Thank you.
We would like add one thing to the answer for Valerie when her father said that he loved the kids. He also wanted me to say he loves your mother.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Valerie, don't make me wait all week for something like that. I thought, oh my God, we're never going to hear from Valerie again. We got it completely wrong. And and we didn't. So that was cool. I wonder, wait a second here. Hang on a second. Hi, are you on the line?
Yes.
Can you unmute everybody?
Yes.
Valerie, are you on the line?
All callers are unmuted.
Valerie, are you there?
As we tune into Valerie, Terry gets the chills again from Livermore. The area has a slight radiation and we get chills. But go ahead.
Yeah, Terry has been saying that. If somebody was living in Livermore and they had a choice, it might be better to make another choice, right?
Or buy a Geiger counter.
Yeah, or buy a Geiger counter to keep track of the radiation. Valerie, are you there? Hello, Valerie. I guess she's not there. Okay.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Well, I think we're finished. We have 1 minute left, and we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. And
we love you, and we totally enjoy our time with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And hi, do you want to pass on the number for Whole Planet Healing?
Yes, of course, you can find it on www.wholeplanethealing.com. And the phone number to dial you find on there is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-4340.